Your survey would be influenced by age groups.
Which is why I'm focusing on one age group.
Yeah, okay.
Although I think that really my age group is broken into three different age groups, really. But I'm not gonna
Well, now
worry about
your
that for
dad had
now.
mentioned that you were looking for people who were natives. And of course, that could be somebody born in the Dark Ages or
Well,
somebody that was.
I'm really only taking people that are that were born from 1914 to 1934,
Oh,
which
okay.
encompasses probably three generations of
Yeah.
identifiable
Now,
groups.
how did you pick those numbers?
Well, I wanted the study to be foundational, and we want to start with the oldest living generation. But I thought it would be interesting to see what the people who came of age during World War II spoke like. You can't, it's hard to find people who were natives too far back. There are very few people, and so this represents an age group that is, you can still find enough members to generate a large survey, and so, and
Well, and I would say that not 14 to 34 would be fairly homogeneous. In other words, we would all kind of use the same
it's
language. I
possible,
mean,
yeah.
we'd all have pretty much the same general backgrounds. I mean, there would be subdivisions depending on your educational level and your economic level and so forth, but basically we would all fit in the same group there.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but we'll see. I'll put the data through all the statistical tests and see if some other groups don't emerge. But
How many people in your survey?
40. There'll be
40.
40. So, see, what happens is it's a stratified sample, so I have to fill slots. So I have 20 women and I need 20 men. But five of the women had to be rural, and five of the men have to be rural. So I have to find five rural men, and that is so hard for me to find. The women were relatively easy to find, but for some reason the men all seem to be
Now,
from out
why
of
would the
town.
women be easier than the men? What?
I don't know. It's possible that the men came from other places. For instance, one of the husbands of one of the women I interviewed came from Texas, whereas she was born in El Paso. He came from somewhere in Texas. Well, I can't use him because he's not a
Well, now,
native.
everybody on your 40 are all natives, are they not? All native born?
Yes, Well, there are some who came to El Paso before the age of five, and I thought that was okay because I figured that you were influenced to a large degree by the people you went to school with. But actually, I'm thinking that that's not enough, and that even the people who had parents who were born here, parents who were born in this area, speak differently from the people whose parents came from other places but who were born here. So just being born in El Paso doesn't mean that you all speak the same.
Same, that's right.
Isn't that, I mean, there's so many differences in El Paso speech, so it's going to be fascinating to analyze. What, do you know some local celebrations that we have in El Paso? Some fairs or parties?
Well, there's things like Cinco de Mayo is
What do people do for Cinco de Mayo?
and the 16th of September. This he says this September is another day that is celebrated.
We even have that celebration in December, right? With the parade. What's that called?